For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gostad with your headlines. A $90 million plan was approved by the MPS School Board yesterday to start the school year online and gradually return students to the classroom based on how the pandemic unfolds during the school year. Superintendent Keith Posley stressed the need for safety, saying, quote, "We can make up school hours for our students to make up their lessons, but we can't bring a lost life back," end quote. Under the plan, students would return to school using virtual platforms on August 17th or September 1st, depending on their school calendar. The online-only phase is expected to last about a month, after which students would attend a hybrid model of online and in-person classes before fully returning to in-person classes once it is deemed safe. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gostad with your headlines. Madison Teachers Incorporated is asking the Madison Metropolitan School District to limit the 2020 to 2021 school year to online only, saying there was too much uncertainty and that as numbers of COVID-19 positives continue to rise, that it would be irresponsible and immoral to plan for in-person classes. A plan for a hybrid model of online and in-person teaching was released in June by MMSD. MTI stressed that educators are prepared to begin classes on September 1st, but they are asking the district for a full referendum to establish safety protocol and issue supplies to ensure that if a hybrid model is used, that it prioritizes student and staff safety. The member-led MTI represents over 3,000 employees of MMSD. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gostad with your headlines. Democrats from the Senate and U.S. House of Representatives have been told not to travel to Milwaukee for the DNC, where Joe Biden is expected to receive the party's nomination for president. No delegates will travel to Milwaukee either, and the caucus and council meetings will take place virtually. Delegates will vote remotely August 3rd through the 15th, and what's left of the convention will be held in Milwaukee August 17th through the 20th. Meanwhile, this Friday, Vice President Mike Pence will be denouncing socialism and spreading the Republican message, among other things, as he visits the birthplace of the Republican Party in Ripon, Wisconsin. President Trump trails Biden in the latest Marquette University Law School poll by 49-41%. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gostad with your headlines. The owner of Hellbox Coffee in Middleton called police on a Dane County health inspector because he didn't like the rules. Hellbox Coffee was already in the news after photos of a sign reading, "This is a mask-free zone. Please remove masks before entering," was shared on social media. On Monday, a mask mandate went into effect in Dane County requiring masks in all indoor public spaces. In addition to a fine, Hellbox in Middleton could face a revocation of its food and drink licenses, according to a spokesperson for Public Health Madison and Dane County. High today around 87 with mostly sunny skies. Overnight lows in the mid-70s. Saturday high of 91 with mostly sunny skies. Sunday highs in the mid-80s with partly cloudy skies. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gostad with your headlines. Surplus revenue from the five-county sales tax used to pay for Miller Park is being returned to taxpayers, sort of. The 0.1% sales tax was used to pay for Miller Park and its retractable roof. In March, the Brewers' landlord, the Southeast Wisconsin Professional Baseball Park District, voted to end the 23-year-old sales tax as the stadium had been paid off. It still collected 2 weeks' worth of tax as paperwork was being processed, and now $4.3 million will be divided up amongst Milwaukee, Waukesha, Ozaukee, Washington, and Racine counties by the Department of Revenue. High today around 87 with mostly sunny skies. Overnight lows in the mid-70s. Saturday, high of 91 with mostly sunny skies. Sunday, highs in the mid-80s with partly cloudy skies. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network.